Hello. Hello.
Yes, it looks like we got disconnected. Were you able to get a hold of your insurance company?
She's on the line now. Yes, hold on for me 1 second. Ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, he's merged in now. He's on the phone now.
Okay.
I guess the phone disconnected. My battery was about to die. Sir, she's on the line.
Okay, yes, we're just trying to get the member's policy number.
Yes, so the policy number is 586-5612.
Acceptance insurance API. Okay, so it's still not going through. Were there no any extra numbers or anything like that?
You can try the 17-dash, G as in George, A as in apple, then the 586-5612.
It's 17-dash GA, but the number still isn't coming up. Any other dashes?
No, that's all just two dashes in between there. I have the
Yes.
producer code or the agent code.
Okay. Let me try the producer code.
The producer code is going to be 7270.
And that policy number one more time was 586.
EA58-65612.
Okay, still doesn't appear to be coming up.
We try the member number with just the GA and then the numbers.
That's what I was originally giving them, was whatever my policy was when I logged in. So I gave them the GA with the numbers. I gave them my phone number, the VIN number to the car. I gave them everything. And I
Yeah, because
use
it shows the
roadside
member
assistance.
number, it's just the GA.
Yeah. And
So
I used roadside assistance back in January and had no issues for one of the other cars on the vehicle.
I guess even with spelling the name, looks like there was a misspelling in the name, but even putting in the name correctly, I'm still not getting it. The name is Lekeia, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Last name Brown. And yeah, I'm still not getting that policy number.
There any other way that we can look it up?
Tried through VIN number. It wasn't coming up that way. Tried the
This is the
phone
insurance
number.
company you contract with. Everything's right here. They have roadside, and the policy hasn't had any lapses.
No lapses in policy. It's still active. So why am I not getting anything? Let me start this from scratch here. 404-553-5028. was the number, phone number, correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right, call from a safe location, yes. Receiving text and mobile updates, yes.
By her verifying that I have roadside, it's a coverage on there. Are you guys able to try to at least dispatch someone? I mean, I've been sitting on the side of the road for an hour trying to get assistance.
Right. Give me just a moment. Let me see if I can get someone to help with this.
Okay. Ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you for your assistance.
No problem.
I even called my husband. I can't even get him to change the tire because I have nitrogen in my tires, and I don't have a spare tire in the trunk. I have like a run-flat machine or something in the trunk of my car. So I can't even – I was just going to have him change and put the spare on, and I'll deal with it later. So he drove like an hour here just to get me.
And he can't get the tire off.
Nope. Because I guess how the Cadillac is set up, I have run-flat tires or something. So I have to have the car towed because I don't have a spare and I have a hole in my tire.
Let's see. Okay, let's see. I do apologize for this map mishap. I'm trying to get that helped out for you. I'm looking to see now. Yeah, that's what I say. I'm calling, I'm checking with Firestone Direct now because I'm going to have to.
So the people on the way?
I don't know. They still trying to find my policy information. I'm waiting now. I need a new tire. Let's see. It's $218. Probably
We just have to have it towed back to the job and have our stone direct come out.
Have it towed to the job and have it changed.
We'll have our stone direct come out automatically to do it. I'm having them. I'm just getting a whole tire. They come out to you automatically.
How are you going to get to work? Are you going to wait at the job?
No, I'm going to see if they could do it now. Yeah, if not, then.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'll just get dropped off to work or something. Hello?
I'm still with you, ma'am.
Okay, no
just
problem.
Just waiting for him to come back.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. What's the policy effective date?
So effective is going to be December 3rd of 2021.
And that code you said was 7270? And what's the plan?
The plan letter is B as in boy.
And produce code was 7270, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, we're still unable to find the plan. What we can do is just let you know that the customer would need to pay out of pocket for the service today and can submit a reimbursement consideration.
I'm not doing all of that. I've already paid for insurance to cover roadside assistance. Someone need to fix this. I'm not paying extra money out of pocket. And I'm not submitting for a reimbursement. This makes no sense whatsoever. I pay a monthly service fee to have roadside service cover me in the event of an accident or a breakdown. I'm broke down. You guys need to fix it. Someone needs to find my policy, or you'd get a manager on the phone to override it. My insurance company is on the phone telling you I have roadside service. My policy is active, no lapse in coverage. I'm not paying out of pocket. This is ridiculous.
Right. I do apologize, ma'am, but I did ask with my higher up, and that's what they advised me to do was to, because we wouldn't be able to override it.
So is it that you guys can't find it in the system, or is it that the tolls has already been used?
More that we just can't find it in the system. It's just not coming up no matter how much we search it through GA, adding in the 17 dash, first name, last name. Even with the VIN number, it's just not coming up.
That's not acceptable at all whatsoever. I'm paying a service, and you're their third party, and they're paying you whatever they're paying you to provide service to their customers. That's unacceptable. Y'all need to figure it out. I'm not paying out of pocket for a tow service.
We be able to speak with the supervisor?
If you give me just a moment, let me see if I might be able to escalate this.
I'm just want to let you know I am.